like you're fired up already. It is good to be back in Milwaukee. First of all, it's good to be back because this is the closest I've been to home in a couple of months. I was thinking about hopping on the freeway and just driving on down. Hour and a half, maybe a little shorter with a motorcade, you know. I am also glad to be in Milwaukee because before I came out here, I was able to have an outstanding sampling of bratwurst from Milwaukee. I'm also glad to be here because I get to see some great friends like your mayor, Tom Barrett, who's in the house. Your outstanding Senator Herb Kohl. And your next United States Senator, Tammy Baldwin. And just to prove that I am determined to bring everyone together in moving this country forward, I am proud to have a couple of Green Bay Packers in the house. We've got JerMichael Finley. We've got Desmond Bishop. And they were pointing out the results of the most recent Bears-Packers game. All I could say to them is it's a long season. We're gonna play you a couple more times. But we're so glad that they are here, and it just goes to show you we are not as divided as some people think. We are not Bears fans first or Packers fans first. We are Americans first. Unless you've been hiding under a rock or your television is busted, you probably know that we've got an election going on. I was telling folks about a story recently I heard. My campaign manager was talking to this couple. They had this four-year-old with them, and they saw a picture of me, and the parents said, who's that, Sammy? And the little boy says, that's Barack Obama. And then they asked, What does Barack Obama do? And he thinks for a second, he says, he approves that message. So that's what I do. I approve this message. And that's because, you know, when you heard Mark up here talking, and give Mark a big round of applause for the great job he did. What you heard from Mark is that we've got a very big choice to make in this election. And it's not just between two candidates or two parties. It's a choice between two different paths for America, two different visions for our future. Now, my opponent, he believes in top-down economics. Don't boo, vote. Vote. But he thinks that if we just spend another $5 trillion on tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, all our problems are going to go away. Jobs and prosperity will rain down on everybody. Deficits will magically disappear. It'll all end happily ever after. But there's a problem with that. We tried what they're selling. We tried it for a decade. It didn't work then, and it won't work now. You know, this country does not succeed when only a very few do well. America succeeds when working families do well, when middle class folks do well, when folks working hard to get into the middle class do well, when everybody's got a chance to get ahead. That's when we do well. You know, we can't move forward if we've got leaders who write off half the nation, calling them a bunch of victims who'll never take responsibility for their lives. I don't see a lot of victims here today. I see hard-working Wisconsinites. I see students trying to work their way through college. I see single moms putting in overtime to make sure their kids have a shot. I see senior citizens who've been saving their entire lives for their retirement. I see veterans who have served our country bravely. I see soldiers who defend our freedom today. You know, Milwaukee, we don't believe anybody's entitled to success. We don't believe government should help folks who don't try to help themselves. But we do believe in something called opportunity. We believe that in this country, hard work should pay off. And everybody should get a fair shot. And everybody should do their fair share. And everybody should play by the same rules. That's the country we believe in. And that's why I'm running for a second term as President of the United States.